Could our California grapes be turning into California raisins? This is Sandra Tsinglow with the lowdown on science. As global temperatures rise, the sun is beating down harder than ever on our crops. Like us, grapevines may need more water to replace what's lost to heat. What amount is just right for growing plump, juicy Cabernet Sauvignon grapes while still conserving precious water supplies? Nazareth Torres from the University of California, Davis and team investigated. During a dry season in California, they gave the grapevines extra water. How much extra? 20, 50, or 100% of what they lost to evaporation. The researchers then measured the amounts of solids in the wine's grape juice. These solids give wine its color and tantalize our taste buds. They compared these measurements to the normal profile of Cabernet Sauvignon. Results? A 50% replacement of evaporated water is enough to still make good quality, flavorful wine. This will keep our water resources flowing and the party going. And if anyone asks, say, "You heard it through the grapevine."
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communication and 89.3 KPCC, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation.